The following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
Bubba's in the house!
I had to say that so that you couldn't stop me. It's terrible. If I said the first thing, then you have...
It's terrible.
It's already done.
It doesn't even matter. I got whiskey. I'm good. Yeah, you can say it again if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
so,
that's nice. Go ahead, say it.
Can I have $1 million?
Sure. Sure.
Cool. Which bank do I have to rob?
I guess Bank of America is the one everybody hates now.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, rob them. They've got it.
All right.
It's just insurance, too. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not stealing people's money. You're stealing the bank's money. And the bank's been stealing money from people. So you're kind of like Robin Hood. So it's all good.
I like your philosophy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here to help.
A cool outlook.
That's what I like to do.
Wow. You're special.
Well, it's nice. That's why it's better when we do these shows to make sure that I am provided with whiskey.
There you go.
Because it makes it good.
So, you know, the studio we're working out of is Rough Edge Studios. And it's the home of the Friday Shot Day show.
Nice.
And I'm not sure they'll be very happy about you drinking all their booze, but...
Who said it was their booze?
The hell with them.
Fuck them. Who cares?
Yeah.
Sweet. What's up, dudes? What are their names? I can't.
We have R. Scott Bolton. We have
Scott
Doug.
Wait. We need to talk about R. Scott for a second, real quick.
You haven't met him yet.
No, I know, but okay. Scott is the man who put together the opening of our show.
Yes,
and the opening is the best part of the show.
Yes,
as anybody who listens to this show knows. So I want to make sure to say that R. Scott, dude, thank you for actually doing the show, because after that opening we don't do shit. The whole thing's pointless after we're done. So after you're done, I'm saying. So the opening is fucking fantastic. It's beautiful, and today especially is very applicable. Applicable, however you want to say it. It's very, anyway.
There you go. Big shout out to Scott.
Scott! Yeah. Scott Bolden!
There you go.
There you go. See, that was my black voice.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Did it sound black?
A little bit.
I'm a little more whiskey.
Yeah. Try it again. So, now one show we ought to just, like, dedicate it to that opening and just play it for 30 minutes.
I've been saying that since we started.
See if our ratings go up. So,
fuck, man.
So yeah, so it's the Friday Shot Day show. You would enjoy their show. You should come hang out with them one night, because they basically do shots the entire show.
They just drink all night, right?
Yeah, basically.
What do they talk about?
I can't say basically anymore, because Bubba's wife gets on his case.
It's so weird when you talk about yourself in the third person. It's just weird. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just weird.
I understand.
What is it? Why can't you say basically?
Because I say it too much.
Says who?
Basically, she does.
That's funny. So. Nah, it's not. You'll understand. After this show, you'll understand a lot of stuff a lot better.
Well, this sounds like I'm going to actually learn something today, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, this show's actually purposeful. This actually may be an actual show. This might be the first actual show we have.
And we'll end the show one of two ways. Either I'll kill myself, or I'll be happy.
Yeah, one of those two ways.
Yeah, I wish I had the happy theme song.
If you kill yourself, though, our ratings will probably go up.
Yeah, you know, tonight, the Friday Shot Day show.
Right.
They were filming their show live at a casino last week, I believe it was.
No shit.
And they actually had an a situation happen on their show like 5 minutes into it.
Some dude shot himself?
Where they had to cut the show. No, somebody that was doing the show with them, they thought, like, but I can't do a reveal right now because...
Oh, because it hasn't aired yet.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And hopefully they, I mean, I think they might have deleted that part of it, but
right.
I'm hoping they
God,
didn't because that would have been, yeah, that would have been awesome.
This is America.
Radio.
Don't delete any bad thing.
Yeah, that would have been awesome radio.
If you delete something positive and inspirational. Because we hate that shit.
So, like, I shouldn't talk
positive
during this show.
What, are you kidding me? You're like the dark. You're like the darkest dude I know. You go dark, man. You get mad. You're like, you grumble, and you say words that aren't really cuss words, but I know what you mean.
So we could be like brothers.
Kind of.
Because we're both dark.
Oh, where's the thing? But where's that? He's saying that, ladies and gentlemen, because I am a dark black man. People, I guess, forget that because I don't sound like it, because I'm not. I don't finish my sentences with no shan or anything like that. I don't deal in the hippity hop, so people don't necessarily know.
Do you even know how to talk ghetto?
No. I know that there's a form of it called Ebonics, but that might be out of date now. I don't fucking know. I know how to fucking cuss. How about that? I can fucking fuck shit ass bitch motherfucker cunt. How about that? I can do that.
There you go.
I don't know if that's
you do
black.
Those well.
Well, you know.
And they actually flow, because, you know, sometimes when people cuss, that's like, it's forced. Like, if you hear it from me, it's
weird.
Like, I had
it
to force
weird.
It out.
Yeah, it's weird. It takes you a while
you,
to actually
it
say the
just,
word.
It's like putting butter on bread.
Well,
it
fuck
just
it.
Flows.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, well, it's the universal language.
Yeah.
You can't say certain things without cussing and getting your actual point across. There's a movie. I don't know if you people watch movies. Probably. You're Americans. You don't fucking read. Well, we don't. We're married. Nobody reads in America unless it's like old housewives reading fucking 50 Shades of Grey, but that shit's over because they made a movie of it. From the Hip. It's an old movie back in the early 90s, I think, with Judd Nelson. The opening scene, he plays this attorney, and the attorney, he is doing his case. He's defending a guy who called his boss an asshole. So the boss is suing him. I think it's for slander. And he puts a really good case together. He's like, there's no way you can call him anything else that will mean anything else. He's truly an asshole. There's no other word he could have said that would have explained who he was. It's a really, really cool scene. Because it justifies the use of the word asshole as describing a person of a certain nature. And like the judge gets involved and they like call him up to the judge desk or whatever. And they're like literally throwing around different words that aren't asshole. And Judd Nelson's like, you're making my point for me. None of these words carry the same connotation as asshole. So profanity is a valid form of expression. And the more we try to make it quote unquote offensive, the more relatable and relevant it is. So, fuck you guys.
Point taken. So what's this big revelation that you're going to like throw
all right,
at me?
So here's what I
with?
Finally figured out about life. And here's the thing. This is going to fuck up a lot of people. But it's just the truth. Okay.
So how did you come about this revelation?
You know, I was dealing with, God, I don't even fucking remember what it was, but I was just sort of sitting there trying to figure something out. I honestly don't remember what I was trying to figure out. But it occurred to me as I was doing this that the whole trying to figure it out was pointless. It was a completely pointless exercise. Because, first of all, the word try is bullshit. That's the first part of this new philosophy. You ever say, I try to do something? You ever tell somebody, I tried?
Mm-hmm.
You lie every time you say that word. You know why?
Why?
Because you don't try to do fucking anything. I'm not, you know, listen, I like Star Wars as much as the next guy. but I'm not trying to be Yoda here. It's the truth. You don't try to do anything. You either do something or you don't do something, or you stop doing something you used to be doing. You don't try to do anything. People say, oh, I tried sushi, I didn't like it. You didn't try it, you ate it, and you stopped eating it. There's no try, okay? So what happens is people feel bad about the shit that they stopped doing, and they want to feel better about it. So somebody somewhere came up with the word fucking try, so that they feel better about the fact that they stopped doing the shit that they started doing.
All right, now what if I had a plate of sushi sitting in front of me?
Right.
And I pick it up by the fork.
Right.
And I attempt to put it in my mouth.
Right.
But I just can't manage to get it there because it's like...
Then you didn't eat it.
But I tried to eat it.
No, you didn't.
I got it to the lips.
You put a fork in a piece of sushi.
Yes.
You did that. You brought the fork to your mouth. You did that. You did not put the sushi in your mouth. You didn't try to do anything. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's very simple. It's a very, very simple thing. But we use try so that we don't have to take responsibility for anything.
Is this your whole philosophy?
Part of it.
Okay.
We use try so that we don't have to actually take responsibility for doing anything or for things that we've stopped. People say, you work out. Oh, you know what? I tried to work out. You didn't try to work out. You went, you worked out, you stopped working out. That's what happened. You walked into the gym, you picked up some shit, it was heavy, you put it down, you went home. That's it. That's what happened. You didn't try to do it. You did it, and then you stopped doing it. But people want to feel like it's not their fault when they don't do something that's good for them. So they use the word try, and then that's like the universal word for it's not your fault. Did you talk to the... I tried to talk to him, but... No, you talked to him. It didn't go well, so you stopped talking to him. That's all. You did something, and then you stopped doing it. You didn't try to do anything. So that's the first part of the fucking thing. No one tries to do anything. Try is a... It's a lie. There you go. There's a little rhyme for you to remember. Try is a lie.
Try is a lie.
Try is a lie.
Try is a lie.
There you go.
Try is a
lie. It's like Sesame Street now.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Now, so here's the situation. So that was the first part of the thing. And then when I come to this thing, and I realize, if I can't try to figure it out, then what is it that I am doing? What I'm doing is, I am thinking about the future, which means I'm trying, which is a fake word, to be a fortune teller, which I am not. No one is. No one knows what's going to happen, right? Okay, so it's like, what time is it right now?
It is 1:44. 1:45.
We don't know what's going to happen at 1:50. You have no idea what I'm going to say at 1:50. I'm the one talking. I don't know what I'm going to say at 1:50. So it's pointless to sit around pontificating about what's going to happen by 1:50.
I know what's going to happen at 1:50.
What's going to happen at 1:50?
I'm going to say it's 1:50.
Outside of you just fucking counting at the goddamn time, you don't know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
Okay, so if you don't know what's going to happen, then what you do doesn't really matter. Whatever's going to happen is gonna happen. Now here's the rub. The rub is, you don't know that until you actually get to the time frame you're looking at in the future. So you never know. This is why life is such a fucked up mystery, because you don't know what's gonna happen, but you can't change what's gonna happen. You know how you have people that work their ass off for something? They like really, 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 really work really, really, really hard, right? And then somebody else like shows up and then like they piss on a fucking plant and then the shit happens for them, right?
Yes.
The other people work, 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 nothing fucking happens. Why do you think that is? It don't matter.
But I have to disagree.
Of course. You always disagree with this. Once you have to disagree in order to actually understand this concept.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. So if if it really doesn't matter, what's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
If you don't get on the bus and go to the bus stop to get hit by a car so that you can win $1 million cash settlement, if you don't get on the bus, getting hit by a car and getting the cash settlement ain't going to happen regardless.
Right.
So it does matter what you do.
But this is the kicker. You ready for this?
Okay.
This is going to blow your mind.
All right.
It's not about the bus, and it's not about the specific cash settlement. It's about the end result. The end result, if you're going to get that $1 million, you're going to get it. Doesn't matter what you do. You're just going to get it. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. If you're not going to get it, doesn't matter what the fuck happens. You can get on the bus, you get hit by a fucking car, and no fucking cops show up because you're in fucking Inglewood. And nobody gives a shit, and you never fucking get anything. So it doesn't matter what you do. What's going to happen is going to happen. You can't change it. You can't do anything. All the shit that we do is what life actually is. Life is delusion. That's what life is. We delude ourselves by giving ourselves these activities that allow us to do things so that we're not just sitting around with our thumb up our asses waiting to fucking die. But what we do is there to entertain and amuse us. What happens is gonna happen.
So what you're saying is if I was meant to get $1 million, I'm gonna get $1 million.
Yep.
So you're essentially saying that our life is all predetermined.
Yep. You got to have losers to know who the winners are and vice versa. What's going to happen to you is going to happen to you. Think about it. If you look back at your life, there's a pattern, right? Think about celebrities. Think about Kim Kardashian, right? Think about the whole Kardashian family. No one likes these people. Like, everybody is out against these fucking people, right? The press hates them. Public hates them. Everybody thinks they're whores and all this shit, right? The girl made a fucking porno. And she became a multimillionaire. Now, she did one porno. How many other porn stars worked their ass off in porn? Like, getting fucked up the ass. Like, doing all kinds of nasty shit. Trying to get attention. And they'll never make the kind of money Kim Kardashian makes. You know why? Because they're not going to... It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Kim Kardashian is supposed to be who she is. The whole Kardashian family, they're supposed... That's why we can't get rid of them. Apparently, the entire world hates them, but we can't get rid of them. And every year, they make more fucking money. Every year, they get richer and more famous, and more people hate them. Why do you think that is? Because it's supposed to happen. There's nothing you can do to get rid of them. Where they are is where they're supposed to be.
It's 150.
There you go.
But aside from that point, so it sounds like what you're essentially saying is I can stick my thumbs up my ass and just sit around and do nothing because whatever's going to happen is going to happen to me.
You can, yes, but you'll be bored as fuck. So you might as well do some shit so that you actually have... Here's the thing. The doing of things is what makes the living of life worthwhile. If you don't do anything, then you're bored as fuck. Even if the shit happens that you're going to end up with $100 million, right? You're still going to be bored as fuck with $100 million because you haven't done anything. You haven't had, like, any passions. You haven't, like, developed any of that shit. I'm not saying all that those things, like the passion development and all that stuff, isn't good, because it is. I'm just saying it's delusion. It's delusion for your entertainment.
All right, so...
It's like watching TV.
We're working on a software program.
Right.
And it's moving forward because I'm moving it forward. So if I sit on my thumbs,
right,
and stick them up my ass,
right,
it isn't going to move forward.
Unless it's supposed to.
How is it going to move forward if I got my thumbs up my
ass?
If
it's going to be there, it's going to be there. Think about the thing. Think about, you know, people that the kind of people I'm talking about.
I need to drink what you're drinking.
You know the people I'm talking about. You know, you told me about people that don't do shit. They don't do shit right. and things fucking fall into their laps.
I used to be one of those people.
Right? Okay. So it happened.
Then I got into the arts.
All I'm saying is this. Everywhere, all around the world, wherever you are, all you people, whatever's happening is what's supposed to be happening. It's what's supposed to be happening. The rub is, what's gonna happen is gonna happen. You just won't know it till the shit goes down. That's the fucking rub. That's why we run around like mice with our fucking heads cut off, because we're trying to make something happen. And the truth is, what's gonna happen is just gonna happen.
So, kids, this is the effect of crack cocaine.
Not crack, maybe whiskey, but not. No, I'm serious. Think of Lindsay Lohan. Think about Lindsay Lohan. All the shit she does, right? She should be in prison for like 30 years for the shit that she does. She always gets off. She never has to pay any fucking consequence. People that do shit like a fucking 20th of the shit that she does, they're in fucking prison for 20 years. Why? Because she's not supposed to be. And well, they are supposed to be.
They also aren't famous.
Doesn't matter. That's not, but see, that's what I'm saying. All of these are like reasons and things that people give to other people so that they can explain away why the thing that they want to happen to them hasn't happened to them. Oh, this person's rich. Oh, this person's famous. No, I'm saying it goes deeper than that. There is a thing going on intrinsically with everybody. What's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Okay, so our life is pre-programmed.
Yeah, pretty much.
That means that there's somebody out there that programmed us.
Somebody, somewhere. Yeah. Shit's just going down.
And they obviously know what's going to happen because they wrote the code.
Probably, yeah.
So then does that mean that you believe in a creator?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that makes it okay? Like, all of a sudden it's fine? I believe in God, so that makes all of this shit okay? I'm fucking doomed, but you believe in God. So cool, I get it. I'm in. I'm just saying, it's delusion. I'm not saying you shouldn't work for things that you love, because the things that you love are the things that make your life worth living. Whether or not the shit that you want to happen is gonna happen, that, yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So I have a question that I know our listeners are dying to know.
All one of them.
Did you just recently watch The Matrix?
No, I saw The Matrix years ago.
Did you like fall asleep and The Matrix was playing in the background and then you woke up and you went, I got it?
No, I never fall asleep watching The Matrix. Good movie. Not the other ones. Sequels are crap.
Okay.
But no, The Matrix. I saw The Matrix. I saw it in theaters a couple of times. Good. It's a good movie. But that doesn't have anything to do with this.
So you're going to wake up one day and find a hose connected to your head and... You're actually in an incubator.
Look, just like anything else, this is a very difficult thing to grasp because it's so simple. It's very, very simple. You want to know what the moral is? Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for something.
The moral of the thing is just enjoy your shit, man. Just enjoy your shit. Because if whatever's going to go down is what's going to go down, right? So you might as well just go enjoy your shit. Just enjoy it. Whatever the fuck you do, fucking have fun. Enjoy your shit. If it's gonna go down in this huge, massive way and all of this cool shit's coming to you, then it's coming to you. If it's not, you had fun anyway. Go have fun.
I'm glad you gave me the moral of the story because I had a gun to my head.
He didn't have a gun to his head. He don't even like guns. He don't even drink. You gotta drink before you put a gun to your head. Everybody knows that. You gotta fucking have like a bottle of whiskey and then you put a gun. He don't even drink. He had like half a beer once and passed out. He don't drink. You know, he ain't had no gun.
Yeah, this is really good timing. So this show must have been meant to, or yeah.
There's no meant to be. It's not that it's meant to be. Nothing's meant to be. Shit just is or it isn't.
Okay. Well, it must be. It is, because we actually have the most listeners we've ever had live.
Shit just is. It is what it is. So what this should do for you, all right, so I know that this sounds like it's, you know, depressing and sad and everything, but here's what it should do for you. It should free you. It should free you to just enjoy your shit.
Well, it sounds like a license to just basically sit on your ass and do nothing.
It just, it's not that.
If that's what you want
to
do.
If you sit on your ass and do nothing, as a human being, you need to, something needs to feed you as a human being. That's just how we're built. If you sit on your ass and do nothing, you're going to sit on your ass and do nothing. You'll be miserable, no matter what the fuck happens.
Well, I think I'm going to, like, take a year off and come back a year later when this thing is actually happening so I don't have to go through the misery and agony of everything
But the thing is, you can't predict that. My point is this. If what's going to happen is going to happen anyway, day to day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, enjoy your shit. Like Wham used to say back in the day, enjoy what you do. Just enjoy your shit. There's nothing else that matters. Nothing else matters. Enjoy your shit. Because what's going to happen is going to happen.
You know what? I think this we should end with a song.
Do you have Wham? Enjoy What You Do?
No.
That would be the perfect song.
We couldn't, but I have Hard Six Rebel Yell.
That's not the same.
No?
No. Okay. But whatever, that's, you know, sure.
You know. Have you ever heard Hard Six?
Mm-hmm. I went to a show of theirs. They're really good. I like them.
Yeah, awesome band.
But it's not the same as, you know.
Yeah.
It's the Enjoy What You Do actually fits the show. I don't know. Rebel, is it like a remake of Billy Idol's?
Yeah.
Rebel Yell? Yeah, it's not the same. But, no. You know, whatever.
I opened our show yesterday with that being Jacob's theme song, and then I heard the words, and I went, whoa, no.
So, enjoy what you do.
Is that
song? Have you ever heard
words?
That song?
No.
It's like a whole, no, it's part of a rap. They George Michael rapped once. It was bad. It was a bad idea. But, like, the chorus of the song is kind of cool because he just keeps saying, enjoy what you do. But, like, really, really high and really, really loud. So he goes, like, enjoy what you do. Which is what you should do.
Is that
enjoy what you do?
The whole song?
Well, no, because he raps. That's the end of the song.
Oh.
The song starts with him rapping about shit. And then after he's done rapping about it, he's like, enjoy what you do. Like that. Go ahead, try it. I know you want to.
You do realize that R. Scott is going to probably take that out of the podcast and make some type of an opening or something.
Why?
Because he loves.
Ain't nobody listening to Wham.
I sang yesterday, and it's going to end up on an intro of some sort.
That's good. Enjoy what you do.
Okay, ready?
Enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do. Yeah, it's good.
I'm out of here.